Maybe just taking a nice deep breath in, filling up the body, deep letting go, breathe out. Maybe a couple of rounds of these on your own, just to come back here, sense the breath, take a couple nice deep breaths and settle. And sometimes when I'm settling, I like to think of a snow globe. All those little snowflakes of thought, everything, tension, just settling at the bottom of the snow globe so that the mind and body have more space. So on each exhale, letting the body settle into the earth, and feeling your connection to the earth, feeling grounded. Letting the earth hold you. And if you haven't already, just letting the breath be natural in the body. You might recall Ruth's guidance of just sensing the support of the skeleton, the bones, the structure of the body, and letting everything else, muscles, skin, let everything be soft. And the breath like a breeze through the body, so that there's a lot of space. Letting the shoulders drop. All the little muscles of the face soft. Tummy soft. Open. Hands open. Still breathing. Thoughts come in as they will naturally, no worries. See if you can just let them pass, just like clouds. Just thinking, staying present in the body. So this next practice we'll be doing is based on a quote in the equanimity teachings of the Thai Buddhist monk Ajahn Jumnyan, who wrote these words as a way of teaching. And I'll repeat them. So when people say, Ajahn, let's go for a beautiful walk. Fine, I'll go. If they don't ask, that's fine too. I don't expect a walk to be any more satisfying than sitting alone. It might be hot or windy out there. If people bring me delicious food, great. If they don't, great. I need to diet anyway. If I'm feeling good, that's okay. If I'm sick, that's okay too. It's a great excuse to lie down. When people say, "Ah, John, let's go for a beautiful walk," I'll go, "Fine." If they don't ask, that's fine too. I don't expect a walk to be any more satisfying than sitting alone. It might be hot or windy out there. If people bring me delicious food, great. If they don't, great. I need to diet anyway. If I'm feeling good, that's okay. If I'm sick, that is okay too. It's a great excuse to lie down. So again, in the words of Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh, the idea is that this is it. This is it. This is the way it is now. Remembering that our suffering comes from wanting things to be different than they already are right now. So in our own lives, we can practice with this kind of phrasing, starting with minor irritations, maybe like a room that feels too loud or noisy, a day that might be too hot or cold for your liking, maybe having someone ask you for something minor that you just really don't want to do at that moment. Minor irritations. By training our minds with mildly unpleasant experiences, we're going to be better able to respond with an evenness of temper and a peaceful heart that can access a sense of equanimity and balance when we're faced with a real-life crisis. Before we start, I want to remind you that letting be what you cannot change is not to be confused with indifference to your life as it is. Remembering that a sense of indifference about your life as it is carries a kind of aversion to it, which can include a tendency to shut down, suppress, cover over, instead of opening the heart to what's here right now. Throughout this entire meditation, I'm going to be encouraging you to keep an emphasis on nurturing a sense of okayness or nothing wrong with yourself, since we are all made of Buddha nature and we really are all okay and perfect just as we are. Just as we are. Underneath all the clouds of our beliefs and perceptions, the brilliant sun of our being is always shining, clear and fully awake. It's always right here. Hasn't gone anywhere. It's right here. So as you're ready, I'm going to invite you to begin by thinking about someone who has a behavioral trait that kind of irritates you. Nothing major. This is on the level of an eye roll kind of irritation. Not something that really eats at you, causes you a lot of suffering. Just something that when this person does this thing, you roll their, "Oh, I wish they would stop that." The eye roll level. So think of one person in the mind, relative, friend, coworker. Something someone does that irritates you. Just really go ahead and feel your irritation. Feel that eye roll sense. "Oh, I wish they would stop that." Go ahead and feel it. Now, recalling Ajahn's words, you might say something to yourself like, "If this person's behavior changes, that would be great. If it doesn't change, that will really be okay too, because either way, I am and I will be okay." if this person's behavior changes, that would be great. If it doesn't change, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am, and I will be okay. Tapping into that part of you that is always okay, that beautiful sun of your being. Just noticing without any judgment what happens in the mind, heart, body, as you silently say these words. Either way, I am and I will be okay. If there's a lot of resistance arising, you might spend some time reflecting on how your life will inevitably be a mix of pleasant and unpleasant experiences, maybe minute by minute. And that people very often act in ways that are unwelcome and unpleasant. And that resistance only increases your suffering by adding the unpleasantness of resistance to an already unpleasant experience. You might also reflect on Walt Whitman's words, "The world contains multitudes, and so it's big enough for people who irritate me." If this person's behavior changes, that would be great. If it doesn't, that will really be okay too, because either way, I am and I will be okay. Sensing into the sense of okay, that brilliant sun of your being. As you're ready, I'm going to invite you to imagine that the mind is like a chalkboard and you have an eraser. Bless you. The mind is a chalkboard and you have an eraser. Just let the mind clear a bit of that particular contemplation and open it up to something new to be written on the chalkboard. So as you're ready, I'm going to invite you now to recall something that you really want in your life. Maybe let's say a new house, job, relationship, get that novel published, whatever it is. What do you want in your life right now, really wanting? Go ahead and let yourself want it. Remembering that it's okay to want. We all want things. It's okay. I really get the sense of, oh, I really want that thing. And then again, with as much kindness and compassion as you can muster, using the phrasings of Ajahn, you might say to yourself something like, if I am able to obtain this thing that I really want, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too, because either way, I am and I will be okay. if I am able to obtain this thing that I really want, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am and I will be okay. Remembering to hold whatever resistance or aversion might be arising with as much kindness, compassion as you can. Maybe holding the actual resistance or wanting with kindness until you're ready to try the phrasing again. Again, remembering that the wanting is in no way wrong. It's simply the attachment to the outcome that so often is the cause of our suffering. The attachment to the outcome causes us to suffer. If I am able to obtain this thing that I really want, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am and I will be okay. If you find that you're experiencing a lot of resistance, you might try practicing with the assumption of safety by calling to mind one of your recurring worries or fears, something that keeps you from feeling the peace and calmness of equanimity, and remind yourself that worry and fear are simply arising and passing emotions, and that the stressful stories that accompany them, which are likely untrue, can also arise and pass. Reminding yourself, too, that neither the emotions nor the stories have any connection to whether or not the subject of your worry and fear will ever come to pass. With that in mind, see if you can gently allow yourself to develop an assumption of safety about that fear or worry. It also might help to recall Mark Twain's famous words, "I've lived a long life and seen a lot of hard times, most of which never happened." If I am able to obtain this thing that I really want, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am and I will be okay. If painful feelings or thoughts remain at all, see if you can allow yourself to just let them be rather than trying to let them go. And again, just hold yourself with compassion for having these feelings. You might even notice, for instance, okay, desire is here, or resentment, self-blame, whatever it is. Just name it. Allowing these emotions to be without judging them as wrong, pushing them away, trying to cover over. Just holding them and yourself with great kindness. And then when you're ready, trying on the phrasing again. Either way, I am and I will be okay. And so finally, just offer you one more contemplation. So again, erasing the chalkboard of the mind a bit, again, letting it be clear. Letting the mind clear. Re-relaxing the body if it's tightened. I'm going to invite you now, as you're ready, to begin to think of some habit or trait about yourself that you wish were different. Some habit or trait about yourself that you really wish were different. Let yourself feel the want of that. Maybe sense the pain of the wanting, the pain that causes in the wanting. And then as you're ready, try on the phrases again. If I am able to change this habit or trait of mine that I wish were different, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too, because either way, I am and I will be okay just as I am. If I am able to change this habit or trait about myself that I wish were different, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too. Because either way I am and I will be okay. Really letting yourself sense the bright sun of your being. Tapping into that, I will be okay. I am okay. I will be. Either way. Again, allowing any painful feelings or resistance to be, rather than trying to let them go. Watching whatever arises, bathing it all with kindness and compassion. Letting it be bathed with kindness and compassion. Either way, I am and I will be okay. Whenever you're ready, see if you can gradually let go of all the thoughts around wanting and aversion. Allow yourself to focus on the feeling of equanimity itself. Would it be possible to rest in the sense of the brilliant sun of your being, which is always bright and shining and clear beneath the clouds of all your wanting and not wanting, all your stories and beliefs? Would it be possible to rest in the sense of either way, I am and I will be okay? Allowing yourself to really maybe sense and imagine this. What would it be like to believe that it's true? What would that be like? The radiant sun of your being, to rest in that. And when the thoughts take you away, just return back home and begin again with the phrasing, feeling that brilliant sun of your being. Either way, I am and I will be okay. If it helps, you might even put a slight smile again in the eyes and the lips. I'm just going to invite you, after I ring the bell, we're going to do a final walking meditation. And I'd really like to, for you to hold on to this phrasing and that sense of balance and ease, the brilliant sun of your being that is not affected by wanting, not wanting. It can just be present. So nurture that on your walk.